You've not been out this way before?
No.
Then you'll not have seen the monument to your fellow countrymen.
Enzo looked around, surprised, seeing nothing but empty moorland.
Monument?
Old Gasman smiled.
Well, a commemoration, but a well-kept one. They'll not forgotten those men that died here.
The monument turned out to be two dark blue plaques bolted to a rock in a tiny clearing in the thicket. A short path led to it from the main track. There was a representation of a twin-engined airplane painted with the markings of the RAF. Inscribed in white beneath it was the legend, "They saw Gois for the last time, 12th of August, 1945," and the names of four British airmen who had died when their plane crashed on the island. Their ages ranged from 22 to 26.
"Such a waste of young lives," Gasman said. "Even although it was the British who bombed Lorient to oblivion, the locals preferred them to the Germans. It takes a long time for a nation to live down the humiliation of occupation. The Germans were still hated here when I arrived in the 60s. He chuckled. "I should know. I was mistaken for one by a few folk when I came at first."
Enzo turned curious eyes on the old man.
"Why? My accent, monsieur. And, I suppose, my name. It's a little Germanic."
"So, where are you from originally?"
"Alsace," he chuckled. "Over the years it has been German as much as it has been French, so it's probably not surprising that my accent may sound a bit like one of the Boche. And it was just over 15 years since the Germans had left, so their hatred was still fresh in the memory."
"Was it hard, then, to be accepted here as an incomer?"
"No, no. A doctor is very quickly at the heart of any community, Monsieur MacLeod. Folk forget all about where you're from when you're prescribing something to take away their pain," he laughed, "or draining a carbuncle."
They retraced their steps toward the track that led back to the house.
"So what is it that brings you away out here, then?" the old man said. "Not the pleasure of my company, I'm quite sure."
Enzo smiled.
"Just a couple of questions, Doctor, that I thought you might be able to answer for me, regarding one of your former patients."
The old doctor flicked sharp eyes toward the younger man.
"I'm still bound by the Hippocratic Oath, you know."
"I understand that, and I wouldn't dream of asking you to breach it."
"Good, because I wouldn't. What patient are we talking about?"
"Thibault Kerjean."
"Ah, I should have seen that coming."
He shook his head sadly.
"As a doctor, there's not much I can tell you about him. It's plain for everyone to see that the man has a problem with the drink, and the most I ever treated him for were the cuts and bruises he got from brawling in bars."
He pointedly scrutinized Enzo's bruised and cut face.